that I can see my friends on Christmas Day and fill my list with lots of gifts, but I can only say here comes a Merry Christmas straight to you. I hope it cheers you up when you are down and feeling blue. Right or wrong, I'll sing my song and you will know just who sings a Merry
CQM, Park Falls, a civic media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A welcome quiet in Gaza and anticipation throughout Israel.
We're hoping we can really smile today, later on today.
That's government spokesperson Zig Avman. The four-day pause in fighting is now in effect and appears to be holding, with Hamas set to release hostages taken October 7th. ABC's Patrick Reville has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Qatar, which mediated the deal, says the first 13 hostages will be released later today around 4 p.m. local time. They'll be handed over to the Red Cross, which will bring them out via Egypt and then flown by helicopter to an airbase in Israel. They'll be debriefed and then allowed to call their loved ones and then brought to five hospitals near Tel Aviv.
Sources tell ABC News that American Abigail Adan is not on the first list of hostages to be released. Olympic amputee runner Oscar Pistorius was granted parole today. Pistorius has served 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He claimed the killing was an accident. This is ABC News. New York City Mayor Eric Adams denies allegations that he sexually assaulted a woman in 1993. In a court filing, the woman alleges Adams assaulted her while they both worked for New York City. ABC's senior investigative correspondent Aaron Katursky.
Adams said he doesn't know the woman, calling the allegation absolutely not true.
It's something absolutely that has never happened. And I don't even recall ever meeting a person who made allegation.
The woman filed her claim just before the midnight expiration of New York's Adult Survivors Act. The temporary law signed last year by Governor Kathy Hochul allows adult sexual misconduct accusers to file lawsuits that previously would have been barred by the statute of limitations.
France announced Thursday it will be stepping up security for next year's Olympic Games in Paris. Nearly 10,000 military troops will be deployed at the Games, and surveillance cameras with artificial intelligence will scan for security problems. Liz Landers, ABC News.
Going on three generations, Phillips Service Center has been taking care of your automobile service needs for over three decades, offering all types of maintenance services from motor, transmission work, and fuel system services, tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, electrical diagnostics, and air conditioning. Phillips Service Center can do it all. They even do vehicle undercoating to preserve the life of your vehicle, and they also have trailers to haul your toys or that big buck. Call for trailer availability at 715-339-3655. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5. Located at the right side of the curve on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Life is full of adventures. Get the most out of them with the help of a primary care team you can count on. At Marshfield Clinic Health System, primary care is dedicated to keeping you well when you're up, getting you back to yourself when you're down, and most importantly, helping you enjoy each adventure with confidence. Request your primary care appointment at a Marshfield Clinic location near you. Visit marshfieldclinic.org/primary care.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Animal welfare advocates are suing to overturn Wisconsin's new wolf management plan. The Great Lakes Wildlife Alliance accuses Department of Natural Resources officials of violating the state's open meetings law and disregarding comments from wolf researchers and supporters. The holidays go on in Waukesha while the community remembers the attack that killed six people and wounded 60 others 2 years ago this week. A memorial was dedicated on Tuesday, and flags across Wisconsin were lowered yesterday.
Healing is a lot of hard work. It's not about pretending. Nobody heals alone. You need people with you.
Jen Kwiatkowski is a member of the Dancing Grannies troupe that marched in the parade that day. That's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Stockbox is a program that provides healthy food every month to improve the diet and nutrition of lower-income seniors 60 and over. Monthly food packages include canned fruits, canned vegetables, cereal, canned and dry milk. If you would be interested in this program or if you have questions, please contact Cheyenne Litvinoff at 715-339-2158 or email cheyenne.litvinoff@co.price.wi.us.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
And now a look at today's funeral notices. Jean Doldy, 95, of Phillips, passed away peacefully on November 19th. She is survived by her daughter, Nancy Eilenfeld, and by her sister, Georgie Gerke. Survived also by her sister-in-law, nieces, nephews, and friends. Per her wishes, no formal services will be held. Interment will take place in Washington County Memorial Park with her husband and son. Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Home is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Jean Doldy, 95, Phillips. Albert R. Sawalich, age 86, of Clam Lake, formerly of New Hope, Minnesota, died on Friday, November 17th at Court Manor Health Services in Ashland. He is survived by four children, Mark Sawalich of River Falls, by Debbie Ingblom of Coon Rapids, Minnesota, by Lori LeClaire of River Falls, and by Julie Ogitz of Lake Nabagaman. Survived also by eight grandchildren, by two great-grandchildren, and other relatives and friends. Graveside service will be held at the Glen Haven Memorial Gardens in Crystal, Minnesota, on Monday, November 27th at 11 a.m. Birch Street Funeral Service is assisting the family. This has been the funeral notice for Albert R. Sawalich, age 86, Clam Lake. The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com. The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice. When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin.
visit them on Facebook.
For the best in community senior-assisted living, consider Lakeside Villa in Phillips, now under new ownership. This is a family-owned 20-bed assisted living and memory care facility. Residents receive the highest standard of care, home-cooked meals, participate in fun activities, gardening, in-house beauty shop, and a 24-hour staff to assist in residents' needs. Rooms are available now for immediate move-in. Call Megan at 715-209-2051 to set up a time to tour the facility. Lakeside Villa and Memory Care Assisted Living Facility, located on Lake Avenue in Phillips.
See dependable, made in the USA appliances at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford. Appliances by KitchenAid, Maytag, Whirlpool, and Amana in stock. Whether it's just one piece or an entire kitchen suite or new laundry, they have something for every budget. Remodeling or building soon? Now is the perfect time to lay away a new appliance package, and they can hold it until your project is ready. Interest-free financing is always available on your new appliance package, and always service after the sale at Akron Appliance and TV, downtown Medford.
Want to start saving money today? Then you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online on our website located at 98QCountry.com. Stop by and take a look at all the wonderful feature businesses such as local restaurants or fun shops located in Prentice, Mellon, Minocqua, Phillips, Park Falls, Butternut, Glidden, and all around the surrounding areas, offering everything from burgers to clothing. You can also tune into the 98Q Country Morning Show to hear them read live by our wonderful hosts. Save money with 98Q Country Shopping Show today.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Some cloudiness possible in the area early today, sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 28 degrees. Winds west 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds. Lows drop to 14. Winds remain west 5 to 10. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs head back to 28. Winds southwest 5 to 15, higher gusts possible. Saturday night, it remains mostly cloudy. Lows fall back to 18. Winds still southwest 5 to 15, higher gusts still possible as well. And then Sunday, breezy, slight chance for afternoon snow, and highs reach 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 8 above.
Escape to the heart of Oxbow, Wisconsin, where Oxbow Resort awaits with its iconic Bushlight wood tick races and the legendary Oxbow Burger. Nestled just off Highway 70, west on Oxbow Drive, this hidden gem beckons you with warmth and hospitality every day except Wednesdays. Discover a haven where adventure meets relaxation, conveniently situated off the snowmobile trail for winter enthusiasts. Indulge in the thrill of the tick races or savor the mouth-watering flavors of the original Oxbow Burger. Experience the essence of the Oxbow at the Oxbow Resort, an unforgettable destination for all seeking the Northwoods.
It's time again for Barocca's Wreaths Christmas Open House, now in its 24th year. Enjoy homemade cider and cookies as you shop and find fresh balsam and mixed wreaths in all sizes, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, saddles, porch pot centerpieces made with custom bows, and special orders are welcome. Gift items like water globes and luminaries and gnomes are also available. Barocca's Wreaths Christmas Open House, November 24th through 26th from 9 to 4 each day. Barocca's Wreaths Christmas Open House, located 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
With SRN Sports, I'm Andrew Stewart. A defensive record is set as the Dallas Cowboys hammer the Washington Commanders on Thanksgiving Day.
Another pick six by Deron Bland and four more touchdown passes by Dak Prescott highlighted the Cowboys' 45-10 dismantling of the Commanders. Bland set an NFL record with his fifth pick six of the season, returning at 63 yards to cap the Cowboys' 25-point fourth quarter.
It was my perfect one just to show my teammates the returns, because that's what they said. They've seen all the pick sixes now. They said they've got to see one with some return skills, so hopefully that showed him.
Prescott was 22 of 32 for 331 yards, hitting Rico Doughty, Brandon Cook, CeeDee Lamb, and Devontae Turpin for scores. Sam Howell ran for Washington's lone touchdown and was 28 of 44 for 300 yards. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other NFL winners yesterday, Green Bay and San Francisco. This is SRN Sports. In top 25 college hoops yesterday, Villanova outlasted North Carolina to reach a tournament title game.
Villanova has advanced to the battle for Atlanta's title game by squeezing past 14th-ranked North Carolina 83-81 in overtime. Villanova head coach Kyle Neptune.
We're still growing and learning as a team, but obviously we got two veteran guys that led us tonight. You got another game.
Justin Moore scored five of his 16 points in OT, including a three-point play with 2:08 left to put the Wildcats ahead for good. Eric Dixon poured in a career-high 34 points and had 10 rebounds. Dixon had 20 points by halftime and was 3-for-3 from beyond the arc. R.J. Davis paced the Tar Heels with 23 points, and Harrison Ingram added 20 before fouling out. I'm Dave Ferry.
Other college hoops winners yesterday, Arizona, Gonzaga, Texas A&M, FAU, and Southern Cal. With sports, I'm Andrew Stewart.
The Packers beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers with a 29-22 win over the Lions. Detroit now 0-7 at home here on Thanksgiving Day. The game starting off with a deep pass from Jordan Love to Christian Watson for 53 yards, setting up the Packers' first touchdown.
Something we put in this week that, you know, we thought was going to work, and we were confident in it, and came out, you know, obviously put the ball up there, and Christian went up there and made a great catch.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he almost canceled that play.
It was one of those deals. Matter of fact, I almost changed that first play call. I was kind of mulling it over quite a bit, and I texted Jordan this morning and told him I was going to change it to something else, and he said he wanted this call, so I said okay.
I asked Watson if he knew that play was almost canceled. Instead, he says he has to take the pressure off his quarterback.
So, you know, when stuff, you know, isn't going our way as a team and it's all getting thrown on Jordan, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find ways to, you know, take that off of him.
With sports from Ford Field in Detroit, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm Tamron Hall. Eggs are a staple in our diets, and there's only one egg with more delicious farm-fresh taste plus superior nutrition. Eggland's Best, with more vitamins, including 6 times more vitamin D and 10 times more vitamin E, plus 25% less saturated fat than ordinary eggs. Available in so many delicious varieties, classic, cage-free, and organic. Eggland's Best. Better taste, better nutrition, better eggs.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of holiday joy at the Home Depot, where you can find everything you need to get ready for the holiday season, like all new festive outdoor decor. Spread more joy this season with holiday decor that is uniquely you, like our new 3.5-foot Santa and elf inflatable, each just $19.98. Available in-store and online. Get holiday ready right now at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
I'm Jordan Davis.
Showed up and she's gone. Guess I got Tucson too late.
You're listening to
98Q Country.
Like you always said we would. Packed your bags in that old 4Runner that I bought you when things were good. I'm glad to see the stop sign didn't hit you, bring you back to your senses. Oh, it waved you gone goodbye. Yeah, it waved you gone goodbye. And he vowed you a second chance. Built a house right by the coast. That ocean view is beautiful, but baby, I just want you to know he don't know you like I did. The money talks, but I ain't buying. Love's a slow green wrapped around your finger. Wanna check it? It's a blessing. And the next, it's already gone. That I'm pouring out in the song. Oh, 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 oh. You don't fall in love. Oh, 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 oh.
and the next is already gone. I'm working hard, I'm walking testimony. My confession is a lesson that I'm pouring out in this song. Oh, 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 oh. You don't want to fall in love. You don't want to fall in love. You don't. Just like you always said we would.
Just like our daddy,
Kick-started that bike one night and broke mama's heart. Pointed that headlight west, out where the wild things are. He'd call me up every couple of weeks, South California. Talk about the desert and the Joshua tree. Pretty girl stories, and how we bought an Airstream trailer and a J45 guitar. Said, little brother, you love it out here, out where the wild things are. Oh, his heart's on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, called my brother from the back of that plane. The second I made it, we started drinking on the strip in L.A. And it got crazy. Ended up at a house in the hills with some Hollywood stars. Kissing on on fire and crazy dreams. Oh, and the night's ignite like gasoline. Oh, them Indian scouts, man, they're built for speed. And oh, they said he hit that guardrail at half past three. Lit up those streets to never sleep when the sky goes dark.
It's Luke Combs. It's called Where the Wild Things Are. So I found this list of the most expensive guitars that were auctioned off. Some of these went for a lot of money. I'm going to share some of these. I'll go through this list coming up next.
ABC News, I'm Liz Landers. A welcome quiet in Gaza and anticipation throughout Israel.
We're hoping we can really smile today, later on today.
That's government spokesperson Zig Avman. The four-day pause in fighting is now in effect and appears to be holding, with Hamas set to release hostages taken October 7th. ABC's Patrick Reville has the latest from Tel Aviv.
Qatar, which mediated the deal, says the first 13 hostages will be released later today around 4 p.m. local time. They'll be handed over to the Red Cross, which will bring them out via Egypt and then flown by helicopter to an airbase in Israel. They'll be debriefed and then allowed to call their loved ones and then brought to five hospitals near Tel Aviv.
Sources tell ABC News that American Abigail Adan is not on the first list of hostages to be released. Olympic amputee runner Oscar Pistorius was granted parole today. Pistorius has served 10 years in prison for killing his girlfriend in 2013. He claimed the killing was an accident. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The gun deer season in Wisconsin is heading into its final weekend. A proposed bill in the state legislature aims to curb the spread of chronic wasting disease. Democratic Representative Katrina Shankland is proposing $2 million for carcass disposal sites and $100,000 to teach hunters about the brain-wasting disease and why it's important to dispose of carcasses properly. Today's a big day in Greendale. The high school band is marching in the Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade in New York City. The Greendale Band is one of just six high school bands from around the country to have the honor this year. It's the second time the Marching Panthers are appearing in the Macy's Parade. The last time was in 2016. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Come on along and join our party.
There's a party on your radio every Saturday morning between 7 and 9 a.m. on It's Polka Time with me, Craig Ebel. You'll hear the latest in polka releases, as well as your old favorites, too. So tune in every Saturday morning at 7 a.m. to It's Polka Time, right here on 98Q Country.
Ma and Pa and Grandpa, too, for It's Happy Polka Time.
It's Polka Time with Craig Ebel on WCQM is proudly sponsored by Jack's Corner Bar.
The Packers beat the Lions on Thanksgiving Day. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Green Bay Packers with a 29-22 win over the Lions. Detroit now 0-7 at home here on Thanksgiving Day. The game starting off with a deep pass from Jordan Love to Christian Watson for 53 yards, setting up the Packers' first touchdown.
Something we put in this week that, you know, we thought was going to work, and we were confident in it, and came out, you know, obviously put the ball up there, and Christian went up there and made a great catch.
Head coach Matt LaFleur said he almost canceled that play.
It was one of those deals. Matter of fact, I almost changed that first play call. I was kind of mulling it over quite a bit, and I texted Jordan this morning and told him I was going to change it to something else, and he said he wanted this call, so I said okay.
I asked Watson if he knew that play was almost canceled. Instead, he says he has to take the pressure off his quarterback.
So, you know, when stuff, you know, isn't going our way as a team and it's all getting thrown on Jordan, you know, I'm trying to, you know, find ways to, you know, take that off of him.
With sports from Ford Field in Detroit, I'm Mike Clemens.
Our communities are at the center of our efforts moving forward. You'll see the Forward team at area events, volunteering. Watch for them as they are reaching out, presenting donations, and signing up charities to participate in our unique charitable money market account program. We connect our customers to the local charities that matter to you most. Visit www.forward.bank. Follow us on Facebook or stop in for more information and ask our team how you can help make a difference. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I feel tears welling up cold and deep inside like my heart's full of big break.
Enjoy the magic of the holidays mixed in with country favorites during Sawyer Brown with a sprinkle of Christmas on Saturday, December 2nd at Lake of the Torches Resort Casino. You'll feel the spirit of the season as Sawyer Brown performs cherished holiday melodies and chart-topping country hits in this must-see performance. Purchase your tickets today at lakeofthetorches.com or call 1-800-25-TORCH. You must be 18 years or older to attend all shows. Music is more fun at the lake.
I thank the bank for the money. Thank God for you.
MasterCare Lawn Service is wrapping up all of their fall projects, and they have those snow plows all ready to go now. Don't wait, though, to call, because we all know that the weather is more unpredictable than ever right here in the Northwoods. All of those guys at MasterCare are ready to take care of all of your snow plowing needs this winter, even salting and sanding, too. With years of experience, rest assured, they won't let you down. MasterCare Lawn Services and Snow Plowing. Give them a call. 715-563-0576.
It's time again for Barocas Wreaths Christmas Open House, now in its 24th year. Enjoy homemade cider and cookies as you shop and find fresh balsam and mixed wreaths in all sizes, kissing balls, crosses, candy canes, saddles, porch pot centerpieces made with custom bows, and special orders are welcome. Gift items like water globes and luminaries and gnomes are also available. Barocas Wreaths Christmas Open House, November 24th through 26th from 9 to 4 each day. Barocas Wreaths Christmas Open House, located 3 miles east of Fifield on Highway 70. Look for the signs.
The Black Friday sale is going on now at Shawamigan Home Furnishings. Big time savings on everything. Recliners starting at just $199. king or queen mattress, your choice, only $399. Stock is very limited. Once they're gone, they're gone. Shawamigan Home Furnishings, downtown Park Falls and Main Street, Ashland.
Going on three generations, Phillips Service Center has been taking care of your automobile service needs for over three decades, offering all types of maintenance services from motor, transmission work, and fuel system services, tires, wheel alignments, oil changes, electrical diagnostics, and air conditioning. Phillips Service Center can do it all. They even do vehicle undercoating to preserve the life of your vehicle, and they also have trailers to haul your toys or that big buck. Call for trailer availability at 715-339-3655. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, located at the right side of the curve on Highway 13 in Phillips.
Let's get in the holiday spirit and support the Kids for Christmas fundraiser breakfast. Saturday, November 25th at Goble South Fork in Lugerville from 8 to noon. Enjoy raffles, a breakfast buffet with all your favorites, and of course, cinnamon rolls. This fundraiser helps countless families in Price County, and your support is greatly appreciated. Have a safe and successful hunt from the good folks at Goble South Fork, County Road F in Lugerville.
Ridge Runners, right on Main Street in downtown Butternut, Wisconsin, wishes everyone a successful and safe deer season. They're inviting you in for their fresh farm-to-table smoked brisket, pulled pork, ribeye steak sandwiches, or try out their half-pound Angus burger, all made with fresh meat from Heritage Farms right to the table. Also, now offering fresh cheese curds delivered weekly, as well as homemade soup available daily. They're open Thursday through Saturday and serving until 9 p.m. Ridge Runners on Main Street, downtown Butternut. They hope to see everyone this hunting season.
Panasia Oriental Market, located in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin, is here to serve you. Market owner April Harshman welcomes any suggestions for additional ethnic foods, especially items to carry in her store. Like newly in stock professional cooking woks available in 28 and 32 ounce capacity, plus rice cookers just in time for the fall to make your pan set noodles along with other ethnic dishes. Adding new foods and special items all the time, like super soft warm blankets to cozy up with on those cool fall nights, and super soft premium non-slip carpets by La Casa available in a variety of colorful designs. Plus all your favorite luncheon meat, snacks, pastas, fruits, fish, and more at Panasia Oriental Market, open Monday through Saturday until 8 and Sundays till 6 in the Southside Shopping Center in Park Falls, Wisconsin. Welcome NEB and Food Share customers.
The Lanes in Park Falls has something special for your taste buds. Great menu with pizzas, sandwiches, wraps, and much more. It's BOGO Tuesday. Buy one, get one a basket of wings. And then on Wednesday, double dip time, tacos. And then at 4 o'clock, it's their famous barbecue rib dinner. Friday, the great fish fry. Saturday, sink your teeth into prime ribs. Sunday, wrap up the week with $7 off a 16-inch pizza. Grab a beverage and play a round of golf on their golf simulator, too. The Lanes, Highway 13 in Park Falls, Wisconsin.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
Here's your 98Q Country weatherology forecast. Some cloudiness possible in the area early today, sunny for this afternoon. Highs top out near 28 degrees. Winds west 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, increasing clouds. Lows drop to 14. Winds remain west 5 to 10. Saturday, mostly cloudy. Highs head back to 28. Winds southwest 5 to 15. Higher gusts possible. Saturday night, it remains mostly cloudy. Lows fall back to 18. Winds still southwest 5 to 15. Higher gusts still possible as well. And then Sunday, breezy. Slight chance for afternoon snow and highs reach 29. I'm weatherology meteorologist Phil Jensko, and that's your forecast on 98Q Country. Right now, it's 9 above.
Today's new country.
I'm alive.
Q Country.
The
I'm supposed to mow the grass today. I'm supposed to fix the fence. But with the sun beating down on me, it's hard to make it make sense. Half of me wants a cold beer. Yeah, that's a cold hard truth. And when the refrigerator stops full of them, tell me what's they born to do. I ain't even trying to fight. It's already been decided. The sky and the mountains are blue. Half of me wants a cold beer, and the other half does too. Yeah, I kinda need to wash my truck, but hell, I kinda don't care. I think old Alan Jackson said,
favorites and yesterday's classics. 98 Q Country.
I've been a walking heartache. I've made a mess of me. The person that I've been lately ain't who I want to be. Stay here right beside me and watch as the storm blows through, and I need you. 'Cause God gave me you for the ups and downs. God gave me you for the days of doubt. And for when I think I lost my way, there are no words here left to say.
God gave me you for the days of doubt.
Listen online at 98qcountry.com.
Nate Smith, it's called World on Fire. It's Justin. Thanks for getting up and kicking off your Friday morning with me. So there was a list out of the most expensive guitars sold at auction. As I'm looking through the list, we got one from Jerry Garcia. That one went from the Wolf guitar, went for $1.9 million. Jimi Hendrix, the one he played at Woodstock, went for $2 million. That'd be super cool to have. John Lennon's acoustic, it went for $2.4 million. It's crazy to me because then we got, these are newer ones, like Eddie Van Halen's, the ones that he used in Hot for Teacher, sold for $3.9 million. And taking the top two spots actually are guitars from Kurt Cobain. The one that he used in Smells Like Teen Spirit sold for $4.6 million. And the acoustic electric guitar that he used in MTV's Unplugged sold for $6 million. So, yeah, I mean, I would love to have any of these to hang on the wall just because it'd be awesome.
Why choose a Sleep Number smart bed? Because no two people sleep the same. Only the Sleep Number smart bed lets you each choose your individual firmness and comfort, your Sleep Number setting. The Climate 360 smart bed is so smart, it actively cools or warms up to 13 degrees on either side for your ideal sleep temperature. J.D. Power now ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. Save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed. Ends Cyber Monday. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. To find a store near you, visit sleepnumber.com.
Jim Gaffigan here with some more straight talk. Let's take a moment to appreciate our sweet children, loving grandparents, and eternal soulmates. Now let's use them to save money on wireless. Because with the Straight Talk Silver plan, you get four lines for just $25 a month with unlimited data and no contracts. So add those human pawns, I mean loved ones, and save money. Thanks, kids. They're finally worth it. Straight Talk Wireless, available at Walmart.
Get four lines on Silver Unlimited for $25 per line per month, plus taxes and fees. For data management practices and additional terms, visit straighttalk.com.
Hold up a second. I love this time of year. Cold beer, hot wings, and football.
98Q Country.
Worth a million bucks and a bigger one on
Chevrolet to a beach house down on 38. Have the Gulf of Mexico sitting right in my backyard. But as long as you're right here in my arms, when that sun goes down at the end of the day, there's just one thing I can't lose. If you're by my side, I'm better than all right. Baby, all I need is you in the morning, you in the night, you every day for the rest of my life. You and me together till the day I die. I'm all yours if you're all.
Country. Online at 98qcountry.com.
Chestnuts roasting on an open fire, Jack Frost nipping at your nose, Yuletide carols being sung by a choir, and folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows a turkey and some mistletoe help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their eyes all aglow will find it hard to sleep.